Hello and welcome to a somewhat hacked together 118th episode of the Nerdstravaganza podcast. I am Tom.
I am Brian.
And tonight, thanks to a series of, I guess, unfortunate events, we will be kind of winging it as our carefully prepared episode has fallen to pieces in the wake of technical difficulties and distributed denial of service attacks. I think that's fair to say, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah.
So, before we get into all that and tonight's topic, somewhat impromptu topic, let's do our weekly. At least we can look back at the order and structure that was our recent past lives. Brian, what unfolded step by step as predicted for you in this past week?
I did one of my favorite things this past week. I played a pirate game.
Yay!
I'm actually really into pirates, and one of our guys brought a pirate. I don't know how to describe it. It was a race, but it was a pirate race. So there was cannons and stealing and looting, and it was cool. Game to game night last Thursday. So that was new to me. I've never played Jamaica before, and I rather enjoyed it, even though I think I actually came in seventh in a 5-player game.
Yes, Jamaica was good. I played it with you.
And other than that, I actually started repainting some of my X-Wing minis. As you may know, I recently finished up a rather large painting project. And my next one is to put a little bit of variety in my squadrons. I love the paint jobs the X-Wing minis come in, but it's just, you know, I've got 7 of these ships and they're all the exact same. I want to flare them up a little.
Oh, so you're actually going to modify the existing figures?
Yeah, just the paint jobs. I mean, you can prime over them and then start from scratch.
Oh, cool. I'm looking forward to seeing how those turn out.
I feel guilty. I'm probably not going with canon. Like, you know, gold squad looked exactly like this or whatever. I just like red, so I'm going to slap some red on these things. I don't know if Red Squadron actually had any, what are these, headhunters or not, but,
Expanded universe, man.
Right.
Way expanded. Cool. So some figure painting, some gaming, anything else?
That's about it.
Okay. That brings it around to me. I am back in my second home, Seattle. I discovered that, although this isn't nerdy, a really great way to fly is in first class with the stewardess giving you all her attention because you're the only person sitting in first class. In doing so, you end up getting fed drinks pretty much the entire flight, and wow, does it go quickly, and boy, is it pleasant. So, first class and drunk is the only way to fly, I've determined. Hardly geeky, though, so let's get back down to earth, pun intended. I, before leaving, received an awesome birthday present from you, Brian, and that was the output of your ambitious painting project. I got a fully painted Legion of Everblight Hordes set for the War Machine / Hordes game, and now I have no excuse not to play that game when I get back to Florida, so we will be doing that, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. That was a really cool and considerate present, and I really appreciate it, man.
As cool and considerate as it may have been, it was probably the most selfish gift I've ever given, just because I want to play that damn game.
Well, listen, I mean, there's no better way to be selfish than by doing for others, so your selfishness is appreciated. Let's see, apart from that, just a little bit more gaming. I'm playing some more Pop LaCroix and doing a little more pet battling in World of Warcraft, and now that I'm back in Seattle, I'm contemplating maybe buying some scalped tickets to PAX this week off some no-good scalper on the street so I can go, because of course I missed my ticket buying window because all the no good scalpers picked up the tickets, or at least that's my theory.
You missed your 3-second window?
It was a pretty short window, admittedly. A lot of that is demand, I'm sure, from actual ticket holding attendees, but there are some scalpers out there usually with stacks of tickets, so I may become part of the problem this weekend. We'll see. But that pretty much does it for me. And I guess we can get into tonight's episode and how it came about. So, tonight we were supposed to have on a previous guest of ours, Steve Kleisath, a world-renowned classic gamer, going for a number of records. We had some trouble getting him set up with both Skype and Twitch, which is where he wanted to stream while we were recording the Skype call. Well, the trouble was, not only was he having a hard time, you know, he's not a super tech wizard, so getting Skype working locally, but Twitch.tv ended up going down because of a massive distributed denial of service attack, DDoS attack, by what group was it? The Lizard Kings or something, Brian?
Yeah, something reptilian. I'm sure it's an Illuminati reference.
Right, right. And they're the group that's been claiming they brought down PSN and all this other stuff too, right?
Yeah, it looked like it. I mean, I don't know how validated those claims may be, but they are claiming.
Yeah, I looked at their Twitter and they were boasting about all this stuff, and then I think I heard something about them bringing down Sony recently, like maybe last week. I heard another podcast talking about it. It might have even been the guys at Nerdporn talking about it, I'm not sure. But, you know, anyway, there they are. So they took them down, they were bragging about it. Oh, and the other funny thing about this hacking group, according to their Twitter, is that, of course, they reside in the Islamic Caliphate, where they are presumably on the side of ISIS. Now, I didn't know ISIS had a lot of tech in their army, but these guys would have us believe that they do, and that they are, in fact, that tech arm of ISIS.
Huh.
Or something similar. Yeah, it's all over their Twitter. Like, the caliphate, you know, will reign supreme, and if you want to be able to play video games, you better back off.
You would think they'd have better things to do.
Something tells me that these guys' claims of belonging to ISIS are not genuine. So, anyway, that said, that brings us to tonight's topic, which we just kind of came up with, which is hackers and what motivates them, and like why these people who are on one hand kind of glorified as, you know, bringing down the man, can also be a pain in the butt when they kind of inconvenience everyday Joes like us. And I don't know, are we kind of like the collateral damage of these attacks, Brian?
I don't know, I guess. I mean, it, you know, screwed up a night of gaming the other night because I couldn't log into PSN, and our plans tonight certainly changed.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not like I'm going to die or go without water or any of the necessities of life. But, man, like, you got to ruin my fun. Like, I'm just an average Joe. I mean, maybe I'm part of the problem to a certain extent, whatever you define the problem as an activist or hacktivist or whatever you are. But, man, I'm a small fry. Like, taking down Twitch kind of messed up my podcast this week, guys. Like, I didn't want that to happen. Why'd you do that to me?
On one hand, I would almost like to think they are part of ISIS, because then at least they stand for something. If they think, like, Americans are full of excess and shouldn't spend their time playing these profane video games, I respect that a little bit. I mean, I disagree with them, but at least they have an opinion. But if it's just like, this will be funny! No respect whatsoever.
Well, having worked in the tech industry for as long as I have, I've, in my mind, characterized people who do this kind of thing, and not just denial of service attacks, but like virus introduction and all that kind of thing, as like, this is funny! And I've done that in the back of my mind almost spitefully, because I've actually seen people lose their jobs because they missed a patch or something that would have prevented infection by a certain worm or a virus or what have you. And, you know, these guys weren't like supercomputer guys. These were people with families. And it was mainly guys, of course, being the tech industry. But, you know, these are people with families to feed, and they were doing their job, and they're doing everything to keep things secure. But, you know, a virus gets into the system and you're done, you're fired. And I've seen that happen in a couple times in my career. Thankfully, I'm not on the sysadmin side of things, so that doesn't tend to happen to me. But, you know, even when I was working, like, in my university IT department, I stood up a couple of servers just for, like, local use on the LAN. But, of course, they were on the internet. They were on the WAN. And I hadn't patched them quick enough. And, you know, somebody got in there and, like, hijacked them and used them for, like, spamming purposes. That's my own personal experience. That, thankfully, that didn't have any major ramifications for me career-wise. But don't these guys think that they're kind of maybe ruining, like, everyday people's lives sometimes?
I really doubt that. I really think, well, like you said, this is my own negative stereotyping, but I think a lot of this is people who are probably very intelligent, but have social anxiety disorders or something like that. And they are like the stereotypical, like, fedora wearing, neck bearded, basement dwelling troll.
Oh, God.
I mean, you basically have to be like a sociopath to introduce a virus.
Right, you have to be incapable of, I guess, considering the impact on people, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, that's no small thing. And, I mean, while you may be doing it just for fun or whatever, that's like a federal offense, isn't it? That's some, like, serious shit.
Yeah. It's not taken lightly by the authorities, and not for no reason, but that's interesting. So you're a sociopath and you're doing it. So you're doing it just for the pleasure you get from harming others or from making an impact or for some other strange motivation? Or are you doing it maybe to impress your fellow sociopaths? Like, what makes somebody wake up and decide, you know, I want to shut down someone's website. I want to introduce a virus. I want to ruin someone's day. I want to steal someone's credit card information is another matter, but those other cases.
Yeah, if this were for profit, you know, some people are just thieves. That's cool. But, I mean, are they denying service at Twitch, or are they trying to hack in and get all of our, I don't know, I mean, what information would you store at Twitch?
I don't think there's any information theft going on. I think it's just denial of service. So they're just flooding the network with to the extent that it cannot respond to legitimate requests anymore, you know, so... What did Twitch do to piss them off? I would like to do a little reading. I'm sure that many tech blogs and so on will have some write-ups as to what their motivations might be. Like, didn't Twitch get acquired by someone recently or something?
I think Amazon bought it yesterday, actually.
Oh, there you go. So maybe they don't like that Amazon has now scooped up Twitch, or maybe there's some onerous new policy with which they do not agree. Who knows?
I almost feel if that were their motivation, their criteria for ceasing their attack wouldn't be write our name on your foreheads like idiots.
Does anybody take them up on that?
I don't know. Quest? It's still down, so I guess not.
So wait, could I be the savior of Twitch.tv by writing whatever they want, Lizard Chan or some crap on my forehead, and then like posting it on Twitter, and then they would like totally bring it back up?
Maybe they need like... Maybe it's a Kickstarter, like 1,000 people have to do that before they'll bring it back up. I don't know.
It's Lizard Squad, by the way. I pulled up their Twitter as we were talking, and they are tweeting at Twitch support, Lizard Squad on your forehead. So I guess if maybe the head of Twitch support writes Lizard Squad on his forehead before getting fired, the network will come back up.
So somehow I doubt that's a political statement.
Right, I'm really having a hard time understanding what the motivation... Well, oh, wait, I have it. You know... Amazon did recently ratchet up the price of Amazon Prime, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, actually.
There you go. It could be a little consumer activism. Now, if Amazon responds by reducing Prime prices, I will write Lizard Squad on my forehead and just wear that around all the time, because I can't stand that extra fee. Yeah, you know, I don't really know what else their motivation... Like, I guess I don't understand the targets. Like, they went after Sony... And here's poor Sony pulling ahead after having gotten shellacked in the last console war. They're finally doing everything right by most gamers, by your average gamer's estimate. And these guys just kick their teeth in with this attack on PSN. Poor Sony. You think maybe Microsoft like contracted with them or something?
I think maybe Microsoft has their own people to do this kind of thing.
Okay, so no, there's no affiliation.
Not likely.
Okay, so what do you think their motivation was for Sony, then? Like, let's step away from the Amazon Prime price increase for a minute.
Well, for all we know, they tried Xbox. Xbox got hit a couple of years ago, didn't they? So their security might be ramped up.
Actually, yeah. I think I saw as I'm perusing this Twitter feed, I think I saw an actual, like, nod to Xbox's, like, increased security, because they were like, good job, like, giving us a challenge, Microsoft, and... Screw you, Sony, you suck.
Oh, maybe they couldn't.
Maybe they're white, well, I guess they'd be white scale, not white hat hackers, and they're just, like, trying to... Well, no, a white hack hacker would reveal the vulnerability anonymously, right? He wouldn't hack them and then demonstrate that there's a deficiency, would he? Or she?
Yeah, no idea.
Well, interesting. So your theory is that you've got some maybe socially challenged sociopaths who, for various reasons, embark on these campaigns of cyber terror, and it causes a lot of mayhem. So let me ask you, Brian, what would it take to get them to stop, to get people to choose another path, maybe to use their skills for the betterment of humankind? And what more egalitarian uses could you imagine for hacking skills?
Okay, so I saw this thing recently, and I don't remember where, or I'd love to link it, but once upon a time, hackers had this, like, mystique they were people who did things that you couldn't do, and they were, like, cool, you know? Like, the movie Hackers, and even the movie War Games. You know, you were on his side.
Right.
Well, all those guys got arrested and turned coat, or turned coated, or whatever. So now they're working for Law and Order, or the FBI, or NSA, or whoever, because it was that, or spend the rest of their lives in jail. Not blaming them whatsoever, by the way. But hacking isn't, like, cool anymore. Hacking isn't, I don't know, mysterious or glamorized or something. So these young kids that are maybe into it or whatever don't have any positive role models.
So all they can think of is vandalism.
Who wants to grow up and work for the NSA? I mean, seriously.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
So they have to lash out. I mean, it's what they do. So they lash out in, like, negative ways. I think this is actually very similar to, like, street gangs.
You know, I was kind of coming up with an analogy like that in my mind, too. Or just, if not even street gangs, just gangs of hooligans. Kids out on the streets doing bad stuff because they've got just this pent-up need to rebel and assert themselves negatively against society, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, let me ask you this. What are the odds that we're wrong? And these are really like 40 to 60-year-old, like, grown adults who are like, you know, we're relevant, man. We're totally going to, like, show these kids that we still know what's up.
Infinitesimal.
Infinitesimally small odds. Okay, I'm with you on that.
I would believe it was ISIS first.
Okay, so like a 0.001% chance of it being like middle-aged to senior citizens who are trying to assert themselves. Maybe a 1% chance that they actually have any affiliation with ISIS. And like a 90% chance that these are exactly the type of people we have described here tonight, let's say. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think so. I think the likelihood is that they're probably pretty bright guys. They were probably picked on at some point. They're never going to fight back. So they take down Xbox Live. Ha ha, you can't play Madden.
Now, Brian, what are the odds that if any of them happen to hear this particular podcast, that we would find our own fair website as well as any service that carries our podcast, streaming or otherwise, attacked?
You know what? It is the kind of thing that I can see happening. I would just remind them that they'll go to jail for it, and we'll have an episode next week. Like, I don't see the point in this.
Yeah, that might be the adult in me talking and the adult in you talking. But, you know, even when I was a teenager, I don't think I would have seen the logic in doing this sort of thing.
It should tell you something that I hope you're on the side of ISIS.
Because at least you have a point in that case, right?
Right.
Or at least be, like, working for some, like, Russian, you know, hacking organization stealing money. Because at least I know your motivation there is to steal. That, at least, you're doing it for... You're risking prison and loss of your freedom for a reason in that case. And, you know, if they had a clear-cut manifesto or ideology or something, that would be one thing. But I can't... Other than just sowing, like, discord, I can't think of what their purpose is. And, yeah, you make a good point there, man.
I think that some people, what do they call them? Hacktivist?
Yes.
I think that exists, and I think that's a good thing. Because it's basically guerrilla warfare. If you have a message to get out and they're not letting you get it out any other way, go for it. Fine, cool. But if your message is right, lizard squad on your forehead?
It doesn't really... resonate, does it?
No, I mean...
I really wish they would find a way to, like, break the NSA. Ooh, I can't believe I'm saying this. Now I'm going to get in trouble. Now I've got Lizard Squad and the NSA after me. I really wish they'd find a way to let the average Joe throw off the surveillance shackles of the NSA. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like if everyone didn't think hacktivists were, you know, neckbearded shut-ins taking down gaming platforms because they're bored on a Tuesday night, maybe they could accomplish something.
The fact that they do it out of boredom is what really gets to me. Like, couldn't you just play PlayStation instead of taking it down? Or are you angry because you're not good at video games?
Find another Twitch channel to watch, man. Isn't there, like, some, like, cute girl you can obsess over or something? Like,
no kidding. Yeah, I was having a great time watching Twitch streams, like, all day today in anticipation of tonight's episode.
I was thinking about buying a Wii U just for Monster Hunter after all this.
Oh, that's right. I shared that awesome stream with you, right?
Yeah.
Brian, if you buy a Wii U, I will play Monster Hunter with you daily. I have that game, but I have no one to play it with.
That looked actually kind of killer.
It's an awesome game, man. I hope you... let's play it. I mean, assuming Nintendo's own network don't get taken down by Lizard Squad. Well, cool. Something good may come out of this, at least from the wreckage of this destroyed episode. Thank you very much, Lizard Squad. Brian may be at some point persuaded to get a Wii U and play Monster Hunter with me. I'm excited. So I'm going to thank you guys for that, Lizard Squad. And also thank you not to target us for your next attack. Because we're just average Joes. Look, we're nerds, but we're probably older than you, and we haven't accomplished all the great things you have, like taking down PSN and stuff. Like, this podcast is pretty much our net contribution to the worsening of society. Wouldn't you say that's true, Brian?
I'm going to go ahead and say, go ahead, Fox, take us down. You really think it's going to do anything? All you're going to do is promote us. Please, target us.
Oh my God. Our MP3s are mirrored in like 50 places. You'll never take them all down.
But DDoSs don't even take anything down, do they? They just deny access to them.
Right, so they could take down, say, a file share where we had it saved, or they could take down a service that was streaming our podcast, what have you, yeah. And then we would just mail, like, thumb drives with our MP3s all over the country, so they couldn't stop that. They can't hack the post office, bro.
If you hate our content, maybe you don't believe in, like, equality in gamers or something like that, and are pissed off that I posted that girls are the majority or something like that, you know, make your political statement or something like that. But if you're just a neck-bearded basement dweller, take us down and show us how bored you were.
Yeah, or at least come hang out with us and the rest of the cool neck-bearded basement dwellers. Actually, there are no basements in Florida. I should probably put that out there.
Yeah.
We cannot be basement dwellers, Brian. Okay, so now that we've effectively declared war on Lizard Squad, I guess we should probably end this episode so we can prepare our bunkers, lay away some food and stuff for the inevitable attack coming our way. Anything else to add before we bid a farewell forever to our audience before the big DDoS attack that takes us down?
Just buy extra batteries for your PSP, your portable system that doesn't need an internet to provide a night's entertainment.
There you go. Actually, I got plenty of batteries, so me and my PSP will be having ourselves a great old time. And I want to give one final shout out to the United States Postal Service, who I just came to the conclusion are hacker proof. That's what's going to bring USPS back. They're going to start like compromising email systems, and or the providers are going to get a little too clingy with your information. Like, Google's going to be Googling all of your emails and all that stuff. People are going to start using mail again. That's my prediction. And I think Lizard Squad can be applauded for bringing about that revolution in postage.
That was quite a flurry. I missed if you mentioned Sunday service.
Oh, wait, is Sunday service... There is no Sunday service, is there?
No, I just saw that today. They're obviously the premium for it, but they're willing to offer Sunday delivery for special packages.
Oh, the post offices?
Yep.
Wow, already the impact of these cyber attacks is causing the post office to get bold and offer new products. Because they're anticipating a huge revenue surge as people go back to snail mail, which can't be hacked. I love it. That kind of makes sense, right? That's why they decided to offer that.
Exactly.
What's this? Final breaking news as I'm watching the live Twitter feed. Going for the double kill. LOL, NA and Twitch. Offline. What's NA? North America?
Don't know.
New Amazon? I'm so behind the times. That's probably like some amazing streaming service I know nothing about.
Narcotics Anonymous?
There you go. Boom. Good job, guys. You took down Narcotics Anonymous, and now people will be right back on drugs where they belong. I love it.
Well, see, that does more damage to the ISIS thing, because you'd think they'd still want people off drugs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. As a fundamentalist Islamic group, ISIS would be against drugs. Well, I don't know. Then there really is no ideology. Seriously, this shoots your credibility in the foot for, wow, that was a tortured metaphor mixing. But as far as you being a member of ISIS, if you're taking down Narcotics Anonymous, I'm not buying it. No one's more of a teetotaler than an Islamic fundamentalist, and that's a known fact. But, Brian, I think before we dig ourselves an even deeper hole in which these cyber attackers will bury us, we should probably call it a night on this podcast. Do you agree?
Yeah. Let's bail.
So, I will tell you, listeners, that if the Nerdstravaganza podcast persists after we go to war with Lizard Squad for mentioning them in a less than favorable way, you should subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or whatever other podcatching software you happen to use. Check us out on the excellent streaming service that I use almost on a daily basis until Lizard Squad takes it down, Stitcher. And I think it's our review, Brian.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, plus one us on Google, still don't know what to call that, and join the Nerdstravaganza HQ Facebook group.
And, again, assuming it's not offline, check us out at nerdstravaganza.com and drop us a line if you like, or even a threat letter, at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com. And with all that said... Perfect.